Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Seed Network, and those who listen to our programs regularly understand we are trying to let people realize that there is an organized effort to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and undermine Christianity. Here in the United States, very subtly, the enemies of freedom and of God have systematically changed the music of our churches to music which in many instances doesn't honor God. It's simply hard rock music, with a few Christian words in it, but it is aimed at undermining Christianity. And they've subtly undermined the message of Christianity. They have changed it from, certainly, the words of the gospel to a gospel that says that God loves everybody and there's nothing to worry about. And of course, but if God is only love and there is no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And evil is triumphing throughout the world. Well, with us this morning is Lauren Davis, and we've had Lauren on in years past. He's a missionary from Africa. He's converted literally hundreds of thousands of people over there to a personal relationship with our Lord, even hundreds of thousands of people within the Muslim communities. He's been very effective, and because of that, there's an organized effort to undermine his ministry. Coming from some of the leading ministers and ministries in the United States, funded by the tax dollars of good, God-fearing people in the United States who understand that their churches have been taken over by this diabolical movement. As we pointed out, the National Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million members, was headed by a dope-smoking, cocaine-smoking homosexual named Ted Haggard, who got there because the entire hierarchy of the organized evangelical movement in the United States had been taken over. But these people can speak this language. They say what you want to hear, but they serve a different God. Well, with us, Lauren Davis, to tell us what's going on in Africa, and then the last half of the program, we'll talk about what's going on in America. Lauren, thank you so very much for being with us, and I want you to share, tell our listeners about yourself, about your ministry, and then what has happened in this last year or so. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Related to the homosexual issue, that in Kenya, on the Daily Nation 2 days ago, it had an article that said that the United States was tying its foreign aid to Kenya to them accepting homosexuality and the homosexual rights. And there's been a big uproar in Kenya. So literally our tax dollars are being used to bring immorality to the rest of the world. And really it's blackmail. Either you do this or you get no aid. My wife and I have been building churches in villages in Africa. We've been in Africa about 23 years now. And we built 275 churches in unreached villages, and many of them are in Islamic areas, others in very pagan that have never had the gospel. And our objective is just to bring, you know, salvation and Jesus and the truth of the Bible into these areas. But also we've been preaching crusades with hundreds of thousands. You can look at our website, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com. To see of our work there. But what has happened, Dr. Stan, there was a minister that came in, and he was making an attempt to take over the churches, all the churches, set up his own denomination there in Kenya, and then for him to become the bishop over it. But for these churches to be legal, I don't own them. I set them up under Kenyan denominations, and so they belong to them. But so he was literally coming in as a coup to take over. Also, those ministers coming in to take over do not believe in the fundamentals of the faith, and that is that Jesus' blood paid for our sins, his death on the cross paid for our sins. They don't believe that. And, of course, I said no. Well, when I said no, the open war began. The attempt to take over all these churches in these villages. So a year ago, August, we went to Narok, Kenya for a crusade, and we were invited by the Maasai pastors and bishops there, by the Maasai Mara. And we'd worked with them about 5 years before. We built many churches among them, and so we had a good relationship with them. And they'd invited us. Well, as we got close to the time to come to the crusade, we discovered that they started going cold on us and backing away. Also, this minister that had been trying to take over, he bought one of our team members, who was our driver. Actually, he had been a Muslim before he was saved, but he offered him a Land Cruiser, late model Land Cruiser, his own house in a gated community, plus money if he would switch to his side and help him sabotage our ministry and take over. Well, this man that was bought was this from our team, was there in Narok ahead of us. Some of our other team members saw him with another man who used to work with us, along with that pastor, that minister who was trying to take over. And so they gave money to Maasai pastors and bribed them not to work with us in the crusade. And, of course, poor people, you need money, and it's a very big temptation. Well, it was effective. And so our crusade started off much smaller than usual, started on Thursday night. The next night, it wasn't too much bigger, but we had a pastor and his wife from America with us at that crusade. Well, we went back to our hotel, and we were staying on the same floor but opposite ends of the hotel. We put our TV equipment, other expensive equipment there, and we went down to the restaurant to eat. When we came up about an hour and a half later, we found that our rooms had been entered. Not forcibly, but someone had a key. They entered into the rooms. Our TV cameras were gone. His room had been entered. We had about $8,000 worth of equipment that was stolen. We went and called the police. They came out, but they were very casual, not really concerned. And it appeared like somewhat they might be involved themselves. Well, it was very menacing.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Network.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lauren Davis, from a missionary from Africa. Lauren, you pick up the story.
Yes. Well, despite the sabotage that was done to the crusade and also the serious crimes against us there, we stayed. They did not intimidate us to leave, and the crusade ended up great. We had a tremendous crowd the last day and was effective. So we told the Central Intelligence Division, CID, of Kenya about these crimes on us, and they gave us security. We went from there to Malindi, Kenya, which is up near Somalia on the Indian Ocean. It's primarily a Islamic city. Well, the same thing started, we realized the same thing had happened there. This minister, along with other foreign ministers, had come to sabotage that crusade, and all heck was literally breaking loose there. But despite all of these things, and it being a tremendous pressure, a lot of stress, yet God gave us a great breakthrough in that city, and we had literally the whole city came out. Thousands came to Christ. You can see it on the website, the Malindi Crusade at laurendavis.com. But after that crusade, we found out that the rest of our team members, all but two, had been bought by these ministers. They've been given great sums of money to actually trying to sabotage our crusade in Malindi and to change and switch sides, join them to sabotage, to help and take over the churches, which was preaching really an unbiblical gospel. It was really an open coup. So from this place, we were planning to go to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania for a major crusade. Well, we were invited, and when we were at Kilimanjaro, by Mount Kilimanjaro, we were invited by the former Archbishop of the Assembly of God, the Tanzania Assembly of God. In fact, he got in touch with the Archbishop, current Archbishop of Tanzania Assembly of God, on the phone, and me to talk with him, and he said, you know, he wanted us to come to Dar es Salaam, the huge city in Tanzania, to do a big crusade and a big conference. So Celeste and I and our crusade manager flew down there, and we met with them in the offices there. Well, my background was Assembly of God. My parents were Assembly of God pastors. I'd actually went to Assembly of God college. And he said, welcome home. Well, you know, it was really a good feeling. We're not Assembly of God now, but it's a good feeling for them to welcome. And so he really emphasized, we want you to come. We're totally behind you. So we sent our crusade manager down there on another trip. they had 65 bishops who were at that meeting, said they were going to be with us. This is from different denominations. And then there was about 1,000 pastors who committed that they would work with us in the crusade. Being a large city, I was very excited. This was the biggest backing that we had ever had for a crusade. And so the time came, and Celeste and I flew in there, and we were met at the airport in Dar es Salaam with one of the bishops of the Tanzania Assembly of God and his wife. She gave my wife a couple of dozen roses, and they gave me a couple of dozen roses. Well, they say if it seems too sweet, it probably is. And they told us of a hotel they wanted us to stay in. Well, the first night of the crusade when we went out there, you know, and we were really expecting a huge crusade. Well, we only had 1,000 people show up in this huge field. And I'm looking out there and I'm thinking, you know, we are supposed to have 1,000 pastors behind us and now only 1,000 people. And I knew something was wrong in Denmark. Well, the next night, the crusade only grew by about 500 to 1,500. And we went back to our hotel room, really discouraged, dismayed, knowing that somebody had been doing something very treacherously against us. When we went to our hotel room there in Dar es Salaam, it was supposed to be a very secure hotel, my wife put the key in the door, started to open it, and the door just opened of its own. When we went inside our hotel room, we found that it was torn up. I mean, upside down, everything was strewn all over the room. It was actually a horror of horrors. And then we looked at for our safe in the wall because our important things were in there, and the safe itself had been torn out of the wall and taken. And now we were really in a predicament because in that safe, we had $8,000 cash to pay towards the crusade bills. We had our passports, all of our IDs, we had our credit cards, our ATM cards, everything. Now everything's gone. All of our money, any way to access money, all IDs in Africa. And also we have our big team down there that we have to support. We are in a bad fix. So I called and we talked to one of the underbishops in the Assemblies of God that came over there, and I told them, you know, we have absolutely no money. I've got to feed my team and take care of things. I said, would you all advance us money? We will wire, because we don't have ID, we can't have wire money to us. We'll wire you money. And they just looked at us and said, we'll pray, brother. Well, you know, with brothers like that, you know, who needs enemies? Well, you know, then I really realized that we had been set up. They had premeditated for 2 years to bring us in there and set us up for the crusade to fail, because our driver, who was a driver for the Tanzania Assembly of God executive, he told us, and we had known him in the past, he told us we never heard any announcement in our church about the crusade. In fact, other pastors were told if they announced the crusade, they would be sacked. They'd lose their churches. So deep treachery. Now, Dr. Stan, I could understand if the Muslims, you know, were to rise up against us, and we've had that before, and I could, they don't believe in the divinity of Jesus. I could understand if the atheists stood up and fought us, but these were supposed to be our brethren. And I myself had been Assembly of God as a boy, been Assembly of God college, invited us in and set us up to kill us and to finish our ministry and make it a public shame to everybody. Well, we were to have a conference after the crusade in a big hall in a hotel in the city, seated 1,000. And I told my wife, well, no need for us to have this conference because, you know, hardly any pastors were there. And anyway, the night before, our crusade manager checked with the hotel, and they greatly raised the rate and even made us guarantee that we would have snacks for 1,000 people, which was quite expensive, and greatly raised it. What a coincidence. And so there was a pattern here. I wanted to forget the whole thing, but finally they pushed me too far. And the Spirit of God said, go ahead and do it. Well, against, you know, my natural inclination, we went ahead and had the conference. And but the Lord spoke to me what to do. You know, when the enemy puts you in a corner, God always makes a way of escape. And so what I did is I called for a national radio station and another station that covered eight regions to put the conference on prime time in the rush hour, and the traffic hardly moves in that city from 4 to 5, 6 to 7, and then in the morning. And so this was 30 and a half hours. And also the crusade was live on the national radio. And then when we showed up at the crusade, I mean at the conference, I was shocked that there were 700 pastors there. And it didn't make sense to me, but I think because, you know, they hadn't supported us, they just came out like the Philistines to watch Samson grinding at the mill and to mock and laugh. But the conference was 4 hours. Nobody left. Actually, after I spoke 2 hours, I was going to give them a break, and they shouted, "Don't stop." So I spoke 4 hours, and it was hot. And anyway, I told one of the bishops there that I knew had set up, but they were still putting on a front. I said, "Oh, I've got good news for you. We are on prime time going in the national radios, 30 and a half hours." Well, he nearly passed out when he heard that. So what the devil intended for evil, God turned to good. Instead of speaking to just 100,000, 200,000, we had a nation of 50 million people, prime time, and hardly any other radio stations there. So God turned this around. But the Bible says that there would be war on the saints. But it also says in Revelation 17, verse 6, that the great whore was drunk with the blood of the saints. What is the great whore? It is the apostate church, the backslidden church. She presents herself as the bride of Christ, but she's not. She's only in it for the money. That's what a whore is in it for, the money. And she's drunk with the blood of the saints. And so here it shows the apostate church is the biggest enemy of the true bride of Christ. She's trying to destroy it in every way imaginable. And this helped me to understand the war against us, not just from Islam, but from inside Christianity. And there's a key scripture in Revelation 17, verse 2. It said, "The great whore committed fornication with the kings of the earth." Well, as I mentioned, the great whore is the apostate church, committed fornication with the kings of the political. And so the question is this. Why would the whorish archbishops, the whorish bishops and pastors, why would they sleep with the political? And why would the political want to sleep with the harlot church? Well, we know the political needs the archbishops and pastors to deliver the votes, to keep them in power, to keep them elected. And also we know that the harlot church, the leaders there, they're looking for money and power. So they're paid money by the political leaders to deliver the votes. And we've seen that happen in Africa. It's happened here. People go wherever direction of the money is, even church leaders. And so I believe this war against us, Dr. Stan, is for two reasons. One, because we have been preaching to hundreds of thousands of people in Africa, all over Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Southern Sudan, that what this has done, this has obstructed the globalism. They need Africa to come in, to come into that African Union. They need that to come in, and they want to secularize Africa, because Kenya really is the last really strongly professing Christian country right now. And so by making it Islamic, in which almost happened the last election, by secularizing it like they're coming in doing right now, offering foreign aid in exchange for making the homosexual rights issue come up and accepted in these countries. But us preaching the straight gospel, it's been an obstruction to this global agenda, the world government you've been talking about. And secondly, with the religious leaders, it's not just been one religious leader that has come after us. It's a syndicate, and many of them have come from America, but they cannot tolerate the preaching of the blood of Jesus for the remission of sin, Jesus' death on the cross paying for sin. They're coming literally to bring a new age Christianity in and literally contaminate all those that have once known the Lord and to turn their faith to another gospel. And the Bible said there'll be coming those that will preach another Jesus, another gospel, and have another spirit. And so from the political arena and also from the religious arena, of liberal Christianity. They're the ones who have declared war on us, even committing major crimes to stop us in Africa.
Well, it's difficult for people to understand that there is a conspiracy against God. The fact that American foreign policy announced just this week, American foreign aid will not be given to nations that do not actively support human rights for all gays and homosexuals. Basically, why are we tying our foreign aid to rights for homosexuals? We don't tie our foreign aid to rights for Christians. Oh, we couldn't do that. But you have to understand that, of course, homosexuality is a sin according to the Bible, according to God. And the people who control America today hate Christianity. That's why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our churches. The Supreme Court was taken over many years ago by the Masons. Of course, they're simply part and parcel of this whole movement because they worship a different God. American foreign policy, beautifully shown in Afghanistan and Iraq, where they instituted in the constitution of those countries, which we installed, Sharia law. There are nations under Sharia law, so they could drive the Christians out and persecute them. That is official American policy. We're doing the same thing today, where we've toppled the government of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya, and we're in the process of toppling the government of Syria, and they've already toppled the government of Turkey and of Lebanon. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who control America hate Christianity. You better understand that. Difficult times. We'll be back this moment with Warren Davis.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Dan back here, I guess, Lauren Davis. Lauren, before we go on, would you put out your website, tell people how they could get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to help support your effort? And Lauren has really converted hundreds of thousands of Africans to the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, our website now is LaurenDavis.com, LaurenDavis.com. And the Lord puts on your heart to help us. We would appreciate it in this war against us. One of their main objectives is to stop donations into our ministry by discrediting us. But if you will look at our website, LaurenDavis.com, and if God puts it on your heart to help us, we would appreciate it.
All right, you go right ahead.
All right. Now, the war that has been declared on us, it's really coming from the vein of the New Age, which has crept inside Christianity. And we know of the New Age infiltration into the evangelical movement through Rick Warren, Robert Schuller, and others such as that, that don't preach against sin, they don't preach about the basics of the Bible. So literally the New Age, the premise in the New Age, one of the main things is the divinity of man, that man is a god. In fact, how it's penetrated, you can go to combineharvesting.com, and there's an article there that AG superintendent joins with New Age leader Leonard Sweet. Very, very informative article. But not only has Rick Warren and others penetrated the evangelical movement of Christianity, the Pentecostal and the charismatic movement has been penetrated, and not just penetrated, virtually taken over by anti-fundamentalist teachings. You know, the fundamentals of the Bible are basically on the blood atonement, the divinity of Christ, the inerrancy of the scriptures and others, and keeping the Ten Commandments. This is the basic, but there has been, from the very top, leaders who have come to break down the fundamentalist faith inside the charismatic movement. And this has come from the faith movement. It's come from the teachers, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, and on down the line. And I'm going to be speaking particularly in one area about how they have perverted the gospel and removed it away from the fundamentalist Christianity. On combineharvesting.com, there's an article, Perverting the Atonement. And what I'm going to be sharing right now is all documented from their books, page numbers, from their tapes, so you can go and document exactly what they're saying. Now, here's what Benny Hinn said about Jesus. He said, Jesus said, the only way I can stop sin is by me becoming it. He said that he that was the nature of God became the nature of Satan, where he became sin. That was Benny Hinn said that Jesus became the nature of Satan. Kenneth Copeland said, the righteousness of God was made to be sin. All right, so now it's even redefining righteousness as sin. Kenneth Copeland said, Jesus accepted the sin nature of Satan in his own spirit. Also, Benny Hinn said, Jesus, at his death, became one with Satan. Now, you just think about that. John 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. How can Jesus be one with the Father and one with Satan at the same time? The reality is that what they're saying is totally opposite from what the Bible says. The Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. And for the lamb to be slain, it had to be perfect. It had to be spotless. And 1 Peter 2:22, it says, he had no sin, neither was there guile in his mouth. And so now they're saying just the opposite. In fact, Kenneth Copeland teaches that when Jesus walked on the earth, when he died on the cross, he did not die as the Son of God. He died as a mere mortal man. That is totally in face of the scriptures, like in King James, 1 Timothy 3:16. So Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. And in John 1 said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and he, in the Word, beginning was the Word, and Word was God. But they said, no, on the earth Jesus was not God. He was just a man. In fact, Copeland, this is the one that is on TV all day long, and also all those in the faith movement from Hagen on down the line, they teach this. If you would have had the knowledge that Jesus had, you could have done what he did. So basically they're saying you could have been the savior of the world if you had the knowledge that Jesus. So here they are totally pushing aside the divinity of Christ as being any more than the divinity of any other man. And basically this is the teaching of Hinduism, the New Age. Well, when Hindus put their hands together in a prayerful way and they greet one another and they bow in a prayerful manner, this, what they're saying is, I see the God in you. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, Kenneth Copeland and those in the faith movement, and also their books that come out from the death, from the throne to the cross, from the cross to the throne. Okay, and E.W. Kenyon is another one who is a major influence to Kenneth Hagin, of course, to Kenneth Copeland and all them. E.W. Kenyon attended Emerson College in Massachusetts, which was a New Thought college. It was really a Christian Science oriented college, New Thought, the basics of New Age. And so he greatly impacted Kenneth Hagin, and also his book, From the Cross to the Throne. Now, here's what they're teaching in the faith movement. They said, when Jesus died on the cross, he died not as the Son of God. He died as a mere mortal man. Kenneth Copeland says Jesus became demon-possessed more than any man that ever lived. He was, and Satan captured him, and Satan became his master. Now, think about this. Jesus becoming demon-possessed, you know, you never see anything in the Bible about that. You see Jesus casting out devils, and in fact, Jesus said, call no one master but me. But now, Copeland is saying that Satan was the master of Jesus, and totally opposite of what the Word of God teaches. And now he says that Satan and demons took Jesus, and they drug him down to hell. Well, think about this. Do you think Satan would drag Jesus to hell? Who owns hell? Does Satan own it? Do demons own it? No. Hell was made by God. God owns hell. That will be the place of his torment. That's the furthest place in the world that Satan and demons want to come near to hell. And to say, I mean, what kind of fantasy are these people into? Drug him to hell. And in hell said that he tormented Jesus for 3 days and three nights, more than any other man was tormented. And so it was in hell that Jesus took our suffering, paid our price in hell. But that is not what the Bible teaches. In fact, Kenneth Hagin says that the blood...
Hold that thought, Lord. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Kitty Peterson and Associates reminds us as we celebrate the holiday season, let's not forget that many children will not have a holiday season. The truth is, too many children live below the poverty level in this state alone. This holiday season, open your heart and donate a gift to a participating store and help make the holiday season merry for every child. That's from Kitty Peterson and Associates at 231 West 4th Street in Loveland. A caring community leader operating with professionalism, quality, and integrity for years. For all your accounting needs, call 970-663-3564. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Media Network. Lauren, go right ahead.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Lauren.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm talking about how that the fundamentalism of the faith has been broken down by the faith movement and teachers like Kenneth Hagin, Copeland, Benny Hinn, and on down the line. Now, Kenneth Copeland has stated, Jesus' death on the cross did not pay for sins. You can go to combineharvesting.com and click on the audio video, and you can hear Copeland say that with his own mouth. Jesus' death on the cross did not pay for sins. That is totally defiant of the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 says, Christ died for our sins. Basically, you know, he's saying the same thing as the Muslims, because the Muslims do not even believe that Jesus died on the cross. The cross didn't pay for sins. They said an imposter died there, not Jesus. So he's saying virtually the same thing. Also, Kenneth Hagin, and you can look at this documentation on the combineharvesting.com on the perversion of the atonement. Kenneth, and it shows the documentation. Kenneth Copeland says the blood does not atone. And so what they're saying, they're saying it was Jesus suffering in hell 3 days that called that paid the price for sins. Not his blood, and it's not the cross. And, you know, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin whatsoever. So they are actually defying the Word of God systematically inside by the Rhema revelation, which is totally contradictory to Logos, contradictory to the Word of God. But now people have exalted Rhema above the Logos, the written Word of God. Now, for Jesus to have been in hell 3 days, how is that possible? When Jesus said to the man on the cross, the thief, this day will you be with me in paradise. How could Jesus be in paradise with the thief on the cross that day when they say he's in hell for 3 days? How could Satan have been his master for 3 days when he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit? But these people have exalted themselves as prophets, and people do not question them, even related to the Word of God. Kenneth Hope, Copeland, Hagin, Benny Hinn, and Paul Crouch, all of them teach that Jesus died spiritually. All right, that is a total impossibility, because even the Bible says when a person dies, that his spirit comes out. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your spirit comes out. And anyway, he's eternal. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He is the great I am. He's eternal, the Alpha and the Omega. But they say he died spiritually. And then, not only that, the blasphemy goes much greater, because they said, then Jesus was born again after 3 days in hell. to say Jesus was born again would mean that he had an unregenerate nature. And that's exactly what they said. They said he was the greatest sinner that ever lived, more sin on him than anybody that ever lived. But, you know, they say he was the first man who was born again. And so when we're born again, basically we become equal with God. We become equal with Christ. We're just exactly like him. And so it puts man really into the humanistic and the New Age a concept that man is his own savior. We save ourselves. And it's just like the Hindus. You know, we get the Christ karma. And even the New Age movement, talking about the Christ in you. It's not about Jesus Christ being inside you. And so we see that they have totally perverted the gospel there, and now they have gone even to another step that man, teaching man is a god.
And, of course, that is the message of the Garden of Eden. For if you will eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, why, you shall be as God, and ye shall never die. That was the serpent's message, and that is what is being taught today. You are God. That's the message of the New Age.
Yes, this is what Satan said to Eve. You'll be like the gods. This is pagan philosophy. This is what Nebuchadnezzar said. He said he was a god. The pharaohs, Baal worshippers, said they were gods. The Caesars of Rome said they were gods. The Greeks said they are gods. And now the exact same thing, that the pagans are speaking has been preached inside the charismatic movement, inside the faith movement, which is now these guys are on TV 24/7 on every network. They're perpetuating anti-biblical teachings 24 hours a day, and people are not checking them out with the Bible. They're just going with them because, well, if they're big, if they're popular, if they're rich, they must be right. But the Bible says, God says in Isaiah, there never was a God before me and never shall be a God after me. We are gods in the manner that we were made in the image of God. We are eternal. We are not like animals. But now Copeland is teaching we are equal with God. We are equal with Christ, and he says we are not even subordinate to God. You can look under the article, the teaching that man is a god, and it's quoting Hagen and Copeland and Benny Hinn and Paul Crouch and documenting where these things are said on CombineHarvesting.com. And so he says Jesus is Lord. Copeland says that. How can you say that Jesus is Lord and you're equal with him? Huh? You're equal with him. You are God as much as he is. And he says, we are equal with God. We are equal with Christ. Well, if you're equal with God, you don't have to obey him. In fact, they talked about the authority of the believer, that man can do nothing without getting man's, God can do nothing without getting man's permission. So literally, they have put man in God's place. This man is the boss of God. Man tells God what to do, and so the fear of God is gone. In fact, in the faith movement, they teach no fear, no fear of God. And so the Bible says, this is opposite the word of God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And they've taken teachings like on righteousness, they perverted around and said righteousness became sin, and also that God, you know, righteousness, Copeland has said, righteousness is not what you do, it's what you are. Well, we know if you keep the Ten Commandments without Jesus, you're not
right. We're out of time. God bless. Thank you so much for being with us. Talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, Our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, if you listen to our program regularly, we try to explain to you there's conspiracy against God. It's the highest levels of the Christian or many churches today. Certainly there are ministers who adhere to the traditional Christian teachings, but there's an effort to undermine Christianity. They're doing a great job, and some of our leading Christian ministers are involved. Why? Why, they were sent into the church to change the message of the church. And they've infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and they put their people onto our courts to take God and prayer out of our schools. These things are not happening by accident. Remember, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But destroy the Spirit of the Lord, you destroy liberty. There are people who want a dictatorship. It's coming. They're taking us into a financial crisis. They're going to destroy the stability of our nation. They're already having their people out in the streets demonstrating. This Occupation Wall Street movement is well-financed and well-coordinated. And if you honestly believe this is all spontaneous, why, you're incredibly naive. We're in trouble as a nation because America has turned its back on God. And now our foreign policy is based upon securing rights for homosexuals, but certainly not for Christians. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains what's going on, our talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't have sufficient funds, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos. Scroll down videos to the first one, which is Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can watch me talk for 2 hours. And we give you the background of this whole movement, what's behind it, and what the future is for America. Unless we have a great revival, and unless we have leaders who will come forward and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. When was the last time you heard one of our political leaders speak out against the senseless wars we're involved in, where we're paying the salaries of almost 500,000 men over there in Afghanistan? That's 300,000 Afghan troops. 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 45,000 NATO troops. We're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we're paying the salaries for over 500,000 people to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with this picture? When was the last time you heard a Christian minister speak out against torture? That torture is wrong. were incensed when the Mexicans torture somebody they arrested down there for dealing in drugs, but we've embraced torture. A Herman Cain, Baptist minister, paragon of virtue. Well, it wasn't really paragon of virtue. He was a Baptist minister involved in serial adultery, but he said, got up on television and said, torture's all right, and there was only one of the Republican candidates for president that says torture is wrong, and the rest of them just were quiet. They didn't want to take a controversial position. Ladies and gentlemen, we got real problems in America, and you've got to be involved. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Alex Jones, for America, Joyce Riley, for Ron Paul, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, our protection, until Monday. May the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.